Welcome to Outreach Radio, brought to you by the Elite Speakers Bureau. Join ESB owners and your hosts, Denise Brown and Danielle Pierre, as they discuss and interview their expert speakers regarding topics such as violence prevention, school safety, suicide prevention, addiction and recovery, mental health and wellness, leadership, and more. Denise and Danielle also interview event hosts about their upcoming events, so tune in weekly to ask questions, find solutions, or get event information. All showtimes to be announced. And now, here's your hosts, Denise and Danielle.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Outreach Radio. We're on a little different time frame today. This is Danielle, and Denise is here. Denise?
Hi, this is Denise. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. We have Donna Schuler back. We had interviewed her. Well, we attempted to interview her last week. She's a well-known inspirational speaker, television co-host, nutrition wellness expert. But we had some tech issues, and so the only two that could talk was Denise and I, so we babbled on for about 30 minutes. And now we have Donna back, and we can hear her fine. And so we will let her clarify all those little things we went over in a little bit and shortly. First, we're going to have a little conversation. Donna is a nutrition and wellness expert, so this is going to be great. Denise and I talked a little bit about that last week. How are you doing, Denise, as far as yours still? Your wellness?
I'm doing great.
Fitness?
Yeah, no, I am doing good. I'm staying on track. I'm doing my exercises. You know, I think this is probably the first New Year's resolution that is actually staying on course. The very first time in my life. The other one that I did was 28 years ago when I got pregnant with my son. I stopped smoking on New Year's Eve. And then 21 days later, I found out I was pregnant with Sean. So,
isn't that interesting?
I'm definitely staying on track.
What? I said, that's funny how I wonder if there was some intuitive voice, something inside of you that knew you were pregnant. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what, there must have been. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny because we silently know things about ourselves that we don't consciously know. We unconsciously know, I should say, not silently. But so I started juicing a few days ago.
How do you feel? Are you with us? Are you on track? What's going on?
I am. But what I did is I incorporated some greens, solid greens like salad and stuff, to kind of reset my palate before I really go full juice, because I tried to go full juice the first day, and I've been so bad for the past couple of years. I used to do this a lot. And you know, Denise, that I've fallen off track and just gained weight and all kinds of weird stuff going on with me. I don't know if it's because I'm turning 50. I don't know. But anyway, I'm
You're
really getting back on course. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself every decade. Oh, I'm still a baby. I'm in the, you know, whatever. So anyway, I tried it, and I tried to go full juice, and having not been eating the way I should, and it was too much. So what I did is I started eating a few salads. So I juiced most of the day in the salad, and then come this weekend or Monday, I should say, it's going to be full juice.
Now, in Donna's book, which we're going to be discussing, her first chapter said the importance of a well-balanced diet. I can't wait to hear what Donna has to say about juicing.
Green juicing?
Or
fabulous.
For a long period of time. Like, you've done this over and over again. So I'm just wondering what she's going to have to say about, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it, you know, how long are you doing it? Is there a time frame where you should be doing it? So why don't we bring her on and let her talk? We can talk about this all day long, and let's let the experts tell us.
Yeah, we could.
What do you think?
Okay, I think it's a good idea. So we're going to break to commercial, and then we will be right back with Donna, and I'll introduce her. 1 second.
Perfect.
Who better to inform, educate, and motivate our families, students, school staff, and the community than the experts? The Elite Speakers Bureau, Inc. was formed to do just that. Our speakers are experts and professionals with vast knowledge who bring awareness to many issues, including bullying, abuse, violent crimes, stalking, and mental health, just to name a few. Our team of experts include renowned authors, advocates, therapists, celebrities, and more. If you would like to book one of our acclaimed speakers for your next event, or for more information, visit www.theelitespeakersbureau.com or call 949-544-1410. That number again is 949-544-1410.
Welcome back, everybody. As we said, our guest today, I was going to say tonight because we're typically at night, but it's today, is Donna Schuller. Donna is a well-known inspirational speaker, television co-host, nutrition and wellness expert, published author, and international peace advocate. She's a busy lady. She has spoken to both commercial and nonprofit groups of thousands all over the world. And for several years, she was the featured Mother's Day speaker to millions of people via the Hour of Power. Remember the Hour of Power? I remember that show. I've seen it in years. Television show. Yeah. So she's a certified nutritionist, wellness coach, martial artist, and the sole proprietor of Healthy Family, Happy Life, where she offers private coaching and group workshops in body, mind, and soul health. She also has a new book, which we'll be talking about, also titled Healthy Family, Happy Life. So, without further ado, Donna, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be with you guys, finally.
Welcome, Donna.
Am I okay on the speaker? I like to have my hands free just because so I can take notes and stuff. And since I'm on a line phone today, I have it on speaker. Just I want to make sure that you can hear me okay. Otherwise, I'll pick up the handset. It's not a problem.
No, perfectly. Perfectly.
No, we can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, good. That's how I do. Good. Cool.
So, Donna, you heard what we were talking about, right? You know, Danielle was talking about her juicing and things like that. And I've read your book, and I love your book. I thought your book was just so great, so informative, and I just really, I mean, I go back to it, and I look at, like, some of the, you know, the vitamins and some of the healthy things that you take, your supplements and things like that. And so I go back there, and I read it periodically. It's kind of like a resource book for me, which I love.
It's written just kind of like a practical guide. And I wrote it as a practical guide to health, meaning physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. So certainly, like you were talking about diet and exercise. Now, you know, most recently in the last few minutes, you were talking about diet. That's an important part of health. But I really embrace the holistic approach. The person is body, mind, and soul. So you have to, you know, concentrate on your physical health, your mental/emotional health, and your spiritual health. All three work together to create a healthy individual. So, yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. And the importance of your chapter one is the importance of a well-balanced diet. And we were talking, Danielle, she goes back and forth and she does her juicing and things like that. What do you feel about that? And how long do you juice, Danielle, before Donna even answers that question? How long do you usually do it?
It depends. I haven't done it for a few years. The last time I juiced, I think, was, I want to say at least 21 days.
21 days
week,
you
however,
juiced?
I think the first time, yeah, I did. I watched
Fat
Fish Nearly Dead, wonderful, wonderful documentary about juicing. But, you know, I felt great. Mm-hmm. So I didn't gain any weight after. I thought I would. I thought, you know, well, you lose weight and then you gain it back because you're not really eating any solid foods. But it's like a reset. That's what it felt like. Lost a lot of weight.
What do you,
got some energy.
How do you feel about that, Donna?
You know what? I think resets are really good. I think fresh juice is amazing. I think it detoxifies the body. It cleanses, again, the body, the mind, and the soul. It makes you feel good emotionally, certainly physically. But, you know, I'm of the school that I think that you need protein. And I think that from my studies and what I ascribe to, I think 3 days of drinking nothing but juice or any kind of a fast that people choose to do, meaning a liquid fast that doesn't have, you know, a well-balanced amount of protein, carbs, and healthy fats in it. I think that what happens is your body It causes your metabolism to slow down, and your body actually starts cannibalizing its own muscle tissue. So it kind of sets most people up for seesaw, like, okay, now I've lost all this weight, and then they end up gaining it back because their body has been in, like, hey, I'm going to hold on to all my muscle, I need it, or excuse me, I'm going to hold on to all my fat, I need it. Something bad's happening to me right now. And muscle is used for energy because muscle is just, that's what the body chooses to cannibalize if it thinks it's not going to eat for who knows how long. It doesn't know if you're stuck on a desert island, you're not going to eat for 3 to 6 months, you know, and you're digging up roots all over the place. It doesn't know that you're just going on a 30-day juice fast. So, you know, I would say for me, I drink fresh squeezed juice every single morning, but I incorporate it into a protein drink that I drink, and I make it. I'll tell you, there's one tool I would not do without in my kitchen, and it's my huge, big Vitamix, you know, juicer slash protein, whatever. It does all kinds of things. It makes soup and all that. I would give up anything else in my kitchen, but I would not give that up, and I've been eating this way for breakfast for 5 years, and it, I mean, like I said, I do kale. I do all kinds of greens. It doesn't much matter as long as they're organic and they're clean. And I put them in there, but I also use a couple of scoops of protein and some probiotics, and it's a complete meal. So that's how I feel about juicing. Certainly, I love going to buy one of these great juice stands and drinking a juice, but I would only fast that way for 3 days myself because of the reasons I mentioned.
Well, you know, I really do agree with you on most of that. The first week, again, I don't eat any real proteins, but I do take a protein supplement while I do this, and I do take
B12.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Some balance there. Yeah, I realize the importance of that. And for weight loss, if I were doing this just for a cleanse, I would do it for 3 days. But when it comes, what would you say to people that, and not necessarily my situation, but people that suffer from like high blood pressure, there's been amazing results. I mean, we don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, and I understand that. But
no, I agree.
For their high blood pressure and things like that, and they really need to lose a massive amount of weight, it's a great way to kick that off. As long as you're not, you know, at least I think it is, for maybe 10 days. The guy on the documentary talks about, he lost 80 pounds, and he did it for 60 days. And the other guy saved his life. He was in excess of 300 pounds, and it really did save his life. But so most people obviously wouldn't do that. But I do agree with you. I'm glad you brought that up about the protein. I do take a supplement for that while I'm juicing. So.
Well, you know, I do think that it's really good. And, yes, I think there's cases where if somebody's 300 pounds, and, you know, and depending how tall they are, I'm assuming the guy wasn't 6'8", otherwise 300 pounds
was
an athlete. Probably okay, but
he was quite. Maybe he might have even been 400. He was enormous, and he had all kinds of issues. Just and they all cleared. They all cleared. You know.
I agree with you there. That's probably a much better option than going through surgery to correct that, because I think we've all known that have done the surgery, and I'm not putting that down either. I think you do what you got to do when you're in a serious situation. So, first of all, I agree with you that a lot of times doing something radical, like a 60, I think you said 60, or did you say 90-day juice?
Yeah,
it was 60.
Yeah, it was 60.
Well, that's radical, but that was probably a good choice for him. But this is what I would say to a client. Let me just say, if a client came to me and said, you know, they want you to lose weight and blah, 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 and they just need to get it off fast, I would ask them, number one question, well, after I took an intake of their physical, mental, and spiritual health, because a lot of times people come to me to lose weight, and it really isn't a weight issue. It's not a physical issue. There's something really bugging emotionally. They may be an addict. They may not be an addict. They may just have some severe baggage they're carrying around. So once they get rid of that, they're able to lose weight because they're rid of that kind of emotional heaviness in their system. So I would ask that. But besides that and assessing all of that, I would ask, how long did it take you to put on the weight? Typically, somebody hoes and hums and says, oh, it's been a slow process. Maybe I've really blown it over the last 5 years, but I started gaining weight, let's just say, 10 years ago. So I would say to the normal person that's not, you know, morbidly obese, that's in, you know, in going to die any day because of their weight and all their health problems, can hardly breathe. I mean, I know I've seen those kind of people too. But what I would say to them is I'd say, okay, so it took you 5 years to be really unhappy about your weight. Let's get on a regular, healthy plan that in 5 years from now you're going to be down to your ideal weight. And that's what I would do. Like, encourage a person to adopt a healthy lifestyle where in 5 years they're going, yes, I'm back to where I was, you know, when I was a freshman in college or whatever the goal might be. I don't know. You know, everybody has different goals. But that's typically the way I would advise people, again, unless they're at a really, you know, in danger of, you know, having a heart attack immediately, or they've got severe breathing problems or high blood pressure, like you said, high. I mean, some people's blood pressure is off the roof, and more than anything, they exercise too. So, and again, so many things can be tied back to how we feel inside of us. What is, you know, what kind of family baggage we carry around? What kind of guilt? What kind of us, maybe sometimes, you know, people have had extreme spiritual abuse in their past, and that rolls over into all kinds of terrible issues. And the idea is to just try to get people to be whole and healthy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love this topic. You have no idea.
And your book, what I love about your book and your title also, Donna, is it says Healthy Family, Happy Life, What Healthy Families Learn from Healthy Moms. Now, as I was reading this, I was going through and how your mother, in your life, she was very health conscious, your mother. And then you as a mom, carrying that on to your son and your daughter, to Christina and Anthony, and that now they are doing the same thing, and they are in fitness. So you, as a child, you grew up with a parent that understood health. What do you tell people when, say they're only eating pizzas and Taco Bell and all that kind of stuff, and they come into you because they've never learned anything else?
Right. That's very common.
What can you tell our listeners out there that are just feeding their kids pizza and Taco Bell?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I want to tell you, Denise, my mom is still really healthy, and I know yours is also. I mean, my mom's always had a great weight. I'm assuming your mom, too, is always just, you know, they're kind of the discipline type people, right?
Can I tell you that my mom has not changed her weight ever since she was young? And
my mom,
why is it that I fluctuate up and down and up and down?
That's because we have more crap to deal with these days, I think.
Maybe.
You know? Just in general. I'm not saying that, you know, your mom hasn't been through hardship. My mom's certainly been through a lot of hardship, too. But I think in general, it's that pervasive, chronic stress that actually causes our stress hormone, cortisol, to go up, which causes us to gain weight. And more than that, when we get to be a certain age, you and I are about the same age, you can't lose it like you used to because it's stuck in cells.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, and a lot of that stress.
It's like glue.
So what I would tell people, and I often tell people this, I have a lot of older clients. I have clients in their 70s, and it's really kind of cool to see that somebody wants to change and get healthier in their 70s. But when they complain and feel bad and say, I just didn't know, I've been eating so bad for so many years, it's like, you know what, start today, start tomorrow. It's never too late,
It's never too late to take care of yourself.
Too late to take care of yourself and start slow. Here's the thing. As you know, some people get on this gung-ho and they go, it's January 1st, I'm going to the gym, and they last about a week or two because they come on too strong. They either hurt themselves or they just don't like it. They're going in the gym for the wrong reason. And what I loved what one of you said I was listening last week, and you were talking about going out. Were you citing a friend of yours that likes to hike outside and be in the beautiful sunshine with birds and the grass and the hills?
Oh,
and
That was Danielle.
I wasn't sure if you were talking.
That's how I walk,
Danielle.
Because I took it. I realized I really, when I'm approaching the gym and I got that feeling like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought, why am I doing this? Because I'm just going to sabotage. So I started walking in the park, and I walked the perimeter of this beautiful park, and I love it. I look forward to it. To get up and go walk.
That's amazing. See, and that's what people need to know. They need to find something they like to do. Maybe it's water sports. you live on the West Coast in the nice warm weather. Like I live close to the bay now here in Newport. I see the people rowing in the morning. I see people on stand-up paddle boards. I see people on just on surfboards, you know, a lot of guys just paddling for their upper back. I mean, I see people walking Balboa Island. I do that a lot. Just find something you like to do, and please don't waste your money signing up at a good deal or a Groupon at the gym if you hate the gym, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
guilty.
I have done that. I don't know how many times.
Was that
you know, it, the funny that was Denise.
Oh, okay.
Denise has done that many times.
You like
go,
it,
go
though.
Ahead,
you like it, though, don't you, Denise? It sounds like you like
no,
it.
No, you know what? No, now I, you know what? What I did is I started off slow, and I started off and I did something new that I had never done before, which is Pilates, and I really started enjoying Pilates. So I was doing that like 3 days a week, and I have been doing it. And then I started, you know, incorporating a few classes, and then I incorporated, you know, a bicycle or, you know, just like 10 minutes on the bike, 10 minutes on the elliptical.
Yeah.
The running, I love to run. Well, I don't love to run, but I do run every once in a while. But I just know that when I run, I get narrow, and that's what I want. But to run just bores the hell out of me. So I sit there and I just go, ugh. Okay, so
meet me sometime because I love to run, too. I just don't have anybody really to run. I ran this morning with a friend at Crystal Cove State Beach Park, and I loved it. We ran real slow, but we ran 40 minutes, right, just some good fat burning, really like a jog. But I love it, too, because, again, we're outside. We're by the ocean. It was gorgeous, and I'm with you. It takes you down and narrow. Running equals narrow.
Yeah. Now, with running, you were just saying 40 minutes, and that goes into fat burning. What is the time limit of doing the cardio, and then all of a sudden it's burning fat? Because I know I've been told so many times that, you know, once you start running, it takes a certain amount of time before you actually start burning fat. What is that time?
Well, you know what? That's kind of a confusing thing to try to explain because it really depends on your resting heart rate, your personal basal metabolic rate. You know, what's normal for you when you're resting? How much you weigh? How old you are? How fast you run? Like, you know, one of the newer things now is just longer is not better. Like I typically would not run 40 minutes. I would choose to go a little faster and maybe do 25 minutes, 25 to 30, and try to get in little under 3 miles. Or I go to the gym and I do interval training. So even like doing jump roping and jumping jacks in between some weightlifting and bike riding and just mixing it up to have it fun. So that's a little, I mean, That question, there's not a real set answer to when you're going to get into fat burning because basically it's like the lower, there's a fat burning rate for your heart, you know, and it's usually,
see,
I think
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I thought it was just standard.
Of your
max.
So you have to figure out what your heart rate is.
What do you feel about organic and non-organic foods?
I'm a real advocate for organic, and there's something called Beyond Organic now, too, because you've probably read a lot of this. People say, oh, that's just a bunch of baloney. Don't buy organic. It's not really organic. Well, yes and no. There's, like, different levels of organic. So the just your conventional food that you go buy from, you know, wherever, whatever store you shop at that doesn't say organic on it is going to have, you know, as many or as little chemicals inherent in the fruit. It's not just the spray, too. That's why a lot of people say, oh, no, I washed my apples. No. It's in the apple seed. It's in the soil that the apple tree grows in. So that's what people have to understand. It's not like, oh, I rinse off my lettuce, so I got the chemicals. No, folks, it's not like that anymore, unfortunately. So number one, the conventional food, you just don't know what you're getting. It's a crapshoot. The things that say certified organic, yes, they are, but then there's some tricks in there. A lot of the growers, and the same goes for meat too, and we won't get too much into this, but there's tricks in there because if it's organic, like the last, I'm just going to throw this out, this isn't an accurate term, but it could be if it's organic the last 30 to 60 days before they harvest it, then it's indeed organic, and they get that stamp of approval. So there's all kinds of different certifications they get. So basically the purest would obviously be if you're growing it in your own backyard and you know absolutely for sure there's no chemicals in the ground, there's no chemicals in the soil, you're not putting chemicals on it.
Right.
Then the second best would be
right.
Farmer's Market, you know, somewhere, this great one in San Capistrano. I'm just too far away to drive there now. And then there's, and, you know, you just kind of have to check it out. Ask the produce manager. And, you know, there's some stores that have better produce, better organic produce than others. But just, you know, just educate. I always tell people, educate yourself. It's so easy now with the Internet to just Google, what is organic, you know, how do
True.
I know? You'll get, like, way more.
Where do
more
I find it?
Sure.
Yeah. Now, here's a question
exactly.
that is a little different. Well, not different. Well, I guess it is. Okay. Well,
sure.
If I ate mainly processed foods and then
yes.
I decided, you know what, I'm going to start eating healthier. I'm going to start
mm-hmm.
eating more greens. I'm going to start eating more whole foods. But
mm-hmm.
I opt for the local market who, like you said, could have any, it's not necessarily organic. I mean, if it's grown
yeah.
from the ground, it's organic. There's all kinds of ways you can twist this, right? So,
right.
but now, is that switch, if I decide I'm not going to go to Whole Foods or another health food store because I
yeah.
really can't afford that, you know,
right.
there's a huge difference in price. So I'm going to just
mm-hmm.
go to a local grocery store and start buying vegetables. Is that
right.
still an improvement, even though you're talking chemicals involved in this, is that still an improvement from processed foods? Did
Absolutely.
I just make a good choice? That's important.
Like, you know what? Let's just
because
use – I like to – in my workshop, this is what I do. I use an organic apple as an example, and this will be quick. But it's like you get an apple. The best way to get it is, like I said, you've planted the seeds on your own. You know they're not filled with pesticides and GMO and all that. You
right.
do it in your own backyard. Your end result is you get a great fresh apple. You eat it. The second best choice is to go to a farmer's market where you know it's absolutely grown the same way. The second third best would be the organic in the store. The fourth best would be the non-organic in the store, anything you can afford. And then you go up the line until you finally get to, like, the sugary, gooey, overcooked apple
right.
pie. And not that there's anything wrong with desserts once in a while. Okay, but I'm saying at the end of the spectrum would be the apple that is completely devoid of any kind of nutritional value because you've cooked the heck out of it and added white sugar, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah.
the most legalized drug in America,
and
sugar.
Donna, you also talk in your book about, you know, setting goals. You talk about
yeah.
your personal experience of loving God. You talk about the significance of loving others. I mean, I just think that you just touch on so many different topics and so many different areas on somebody's whole life in your book. That it's an awesome book. I mean, Danielle, if you haven't read
Thank
it, you.
You
really need to read it. I mean, it's really
yeah.
good.
I can tell by the titles that I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
I
mean,
the
chapter titles. I mean,
yeah,
yeah they're wonderful. The advantages of goals. Oh, you're talking about sleep also. You say you talk
yeah.
about the importance of sleep. Tell us a little bit
yeah.
about that.
Well, there's sleep deprivation is honestly classified as an epidemic in the U.S. They estimate that sleep disorders affect 50 to 70 million people in the U.S. You know,
My
being
goodness.
Sleepy can cause irritability. It's linked to motor vehicle crashes, medical
mental
and other
health issues, right?
I mean, mental health, and if it's something that's going on for years and years, it causes depression. It can lead to
yeah.
immune system deficiencies, which can lead to cancer. People that don't sleep as much are typically heavier. Obviously, psychological problems and just an overall reduced quality of life if you're not getting your sleep at night. And I can tell you this, I haven't had as much sleep for the last 5 nights because my husband's had a cold, so he was coughing and making all kinds of noises. And so I was woken up all night long several times to where, I got to tell you, girls, I am not a happy camper when I'm woken
yeah.
up. So I'm not your compassionate. Oh, it's okay. I'm like, I wish I had a guest bedroom. Oh, my gosh.
Now we understand why people end up in separate rooms.
Yeah.
No,
there
you
go.
Almost better. He doesn't get anything very often because I take, you know, he takes good care of himself and I help him take good care of himself. But it's just been one of those things. But I'm just telling you, I'm reminded myself, I need my sleep. I'm nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
yeah.
So,
no,
yeah,
I need my sleep, too. Donna, you know, I mean, we could talk forever and ever and ever about nutrition, about health, about wellness, about all of these topics. I mean, it's just we love talking about it, and it's so I just love the knowledge and everything that you have that goes with it. So, I mean, I just want to thank you that you took the time again to speak with us, and I'm happy that everybody got to hear you.
Oh, I'm happy too. And do they just, if they want to get my book or talk to me or something, do they just go through your website, the Elite Speakers Bureau? I know you have a link on there. Is that the way?
Yep. We do. And that's what I was going to encourage. And I wanted to say one thing on kind of a closing note on this. And I don't, ladies, tell me if you agree, but it's not so much, at least I think personally, about living longer, but more about living better. And,
Absolutely. You
know, feeling good every day. Because we don't have a lot of control over how long we live. You know, we have a little bit. We can extend life health-wise, but we never know. You just don't. So having said that, living better. And if you want to live better, I really encourage everyone to get a copy of this book. And you can find it on our website at www.theelitespeakersbureau.com. Donna is one of our featured speakers this month, so it won't be hard to find her. Click on her link. And it'll take you right to her book. She's also one of our speakers. So if you have an event coming up, a wellness event, you know, there's all different avenues. We were talking a lot today about nutrition and exercise, but there's a lot more to this than just that.
Right.
So, there's an overall whole picture here. So if you're interested in booking Donna, also you can find her at the same website. So thank you so much. I love this topic. I'm so glad that we got to talk to you. And
thank you.
Danielle,
Let me know if you
Thank
want my
you,
book.
Donna.
I can do something for you. Just contact me offline, and we'll discuss, you know, whatever you want to discuss, and I'll send you a book, okay?
Wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Bye.
Nice to meet you. Bye, Denise. Talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again next Tuesday night for another great show. For more information about upcoming shows, visit us at www.outreachradioshow.com.